Welcome back. 519, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. It is Friday afternoon, and I guess things have pretty much wound up for the week at the White House. But we'll check in with Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter, and get his take on what's going on. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I read your story, Obama. Congressional Republicans look to soften landing of budget cuts. So after all the dire warnings we got from this president earlier in the week, they can actually work something out if they want to? My question would be, why would Republicans want to do that?
That's a good question. And, you know, there are a lot of Republicans who are saying, let's just let the cuts go through. We need to cut the deficit somehow, and we might as well start now. However, the president, you know, as you know, has been putting pressure on Congress for weeks now, warning about, you know, hundreds of thousands of jobs lost and, you know, food shortages. And today, again, they were talking about delays at airports because air traffic controllers will be laid off or furloughed. And the Republican lawmakers are going to be hearing about that if it actually comes to pass. There's some talk about, you know, the president tried to reach out to congressional leaders yesterday on the Republican side. At least he placed a phone call to them. We don't know what exactly they discussed. It doesn't sound like much game of it, if anything. But and the other point that I tried to make in the story is that if these cuts do come to pass starting at the end of next week, the administration does have some wiggle room here in the budget to soften the blow of, you know, these cuts so that, you know, the worst case scenarios that they're talking about don't necessarily have to come about.
Isn't it funny that for years and years the Democrats always accused Republicans of fear-mongering, and this president has turned out to be the master of it?
He's really, you know, it's all gloom and doom, and, you know, we're headed for a second recession here. You know, I think the Republicans are probably not pointing out enough, talking enough about the programs that are exempt from these cuts. There's a ton of stuff that would not be touched, even if these cuts do go through. And we mean Social Security is untouchable. All veterans programs are untouchable. Military pay is not going to be cut. Welfare programs are not going to be cut. Food stamps, Medicaid, children's health insurance, foster care, all those things are safe from these cuts.
Mm-hmm. We getting any indication at all from Republicans as to whether or not they're going to hold the president's feet to the fire on this one? Because, you know, now we're getting the argument. In fact, I played a soundbite a little while ago from Chuck Todd of NBC saying that, well, you know, the Republicans want us to blame Obama for sequestration when there's evidence out there that Obama was responsible for this whole, you know, this whole ordeal that's going on right now. But, you know, what I see coming, Dave, honestly, is another kick the can down the road moment, and I really don't want to see that, and I don't think a lot of Americans do.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, you know, Americans are tired of hearing of these, you know, fiscal crises of the day, you know, that come about every few weeks. I suspect that something is going to happen. You know, if history is any guide in the last few months, you know, the Republicans have been giving in to the president on these issues, you know, the debt ceiling and the January 1st fiscal cliff issue with the tax increase. It feels to me, it smells to me like, you know, the dire warnings are going to, you know, hit home with people and from the president's point of view, and that the Republicans will give in some way. And again, like you say, kick the can down the road. Now, the sticking point is still tax increases. You know, if that's going to happen next week, the Republicans in Congress are going to have to, they would have to agree to some kind of a revenue increase, which is exactly what they say they will not do this time. So I don't know.
You know, either way, you know, no matter which way it works out, the Republicans are going to get the blame. I laugh because James Carville even said that. He goes, yeah, well, it doesn't matter what they do. I mean, my feeling is you may as well just hang the president out on this one. You know, just let him go do it, figure out what he wants to do, get Harry Reid involved, and sit back and watch the whole fiasco.
Yeah, that might be the best strategy at this point. You know, James Carville is a pretty smart guy, and he said, you know, the sequester sounds stupid and cruel, therefore people think it's a Republican thing. they're going to get, the polls show that most people will blame the Republicans.
I did notice, and in fact I was talking about this a little earlier, that a lot of Americans aren't buying the sky is falling routine anymore because they've seen it one too many times. And I'm wondering how many more times Obama goes to the well with that, where he has, you know, the first responders standing behind him, you know, the doctors and nurses standing behind him as he did in Obamacare, you know, victims here, victims there standing behind him. You know, it's just after a while, it just, you know, it just gets old and it becomes increasingly more difficult to believe the guy.
Yeah, it's a great point, and I think the poll I saw from the Pew Research Center yesterday said something like almost a quarter of Americans have never even heard of the sequester. They don't know what it is.
Yeah.
They're just tuned out to this constant, you know, crisis of the moment in Washington, and they figure, oh, well, it'll get resolved somehow, and, you know, this time it may not.
Yeah. All right, now, the schedule, the Congress comes back into session next week, but only for, what, 3 days leading up to this. So if they are going to do something, they have to do it rather quickly. What's the president's schedule look like over the coming days?
Well, so far, nothing really planned this weekend. And then on Tuesday next week, he is hitting the road again, doing, you know, the same kind of campaign style, putting more pressure on congressional Republicans. He's traveling to Newport News, Virginia, to a shipyard where, you know, obviously the defense industry has a lot at stake, and blue-collar workers in the shipbuilding industry. And it's a House district of a Republican from Virginia. And he's going to make the pitch that, you know, we're going to lose all these jobs in the defense industry if the Republicans don't agree to raise taxes, basically.
Mm-hmm. All right, and one final thing. You said that you weren't privy to what was said between the president and Mitch McConnell or John Boehner. Is there any inkling of, has anybody, kind of leaked anything about the conversation?
Nothing except that they, you know, all sides seem to say that, it was a pretty perfunctory call, and, you can get the impression of the president saying, "Hey, Mitch, what's up? Anything I can help you with?" And McConnell saying, you know, "Yeah, you cannot raise our taxes." Okay, thanks a lot for that. Goodbye. And McConnell's spokesman said this was actually the first phone call that the president had placed to the Senate Republican leader since New Year's Eve, if you can believe that, almost 2 months.
Wow, how about that? All right, well, listen, thanks for the update. Next week will be a week to watch here in Washington, and we'll talk then. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Andy.
Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. 527, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.